USA News, I'm John Schaefer. More classified documents have been found, but this time in former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham, speaking on Capitol Hill, says this is now a bigger issue.
What became a political problem, for Republicans, is now a national security problem for the country.
Former President Trump weighing in to support his VP, saying in a post on Truth Social, Pence is an innocent man who has never done anything dishonest in his life. A tornado roared through parts of the Houston area this afternoon. This man telling KPRC-TV that he rode out the twister in his home.
First thought was to go to the bathroom. I was like, the bathrooms all have windows in them, and one of the windows is blown out. I was like, we got to get somewhere, and we huddled in the hallway until it passed. It was really crazy.
Damage is being reported in parts of southeast Houston as well as in nearby Deer Park in Pasadena, Texas. So far, no serious injuries have been reported. All the victims from Saturday's deadly shooting in Monterey Park, California, have been identified. But police are still searching for a motive. They are also coming under fire for the amount of time that went by before they notified the public that a gunman was still on the loose. That shooting happened around 10:20 p.m. Pacific time, but police never held their first press conference until 3:30 the next morning, some 5 hours later. News of the shooting had already begun leaking out through other sources. Three people are dead after an early morning shooting in Yakima, Washington.
It appears to be a random situation. There was no apparent conflict between the parties. The male just walked in and started shooting.
Police Chief Matthew Murray says that male is 21-year-old Jared Haddock, and he is considered armed and extremely dangerous. Walmart is raising its minimum wage to $14 an hour. That begins in March and equates to about a 17% raise for employees. The retail giant will also add more perks for its employees, including adding more degrees to its program that covers tuition. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Following two mass shootings in California and a third in Washington State, President Biden is urging Congress to send him an assault weapons ban.
President Biden, like most Americans, believes that this is an urgent issue, that too many of our neighbors, colleagues, kids are losing their lives to gun violence.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said California Senator Dianne Feinstein has reintroduced a federal assault weapons ban, also legislation to raise the minimum purchase age for assault weapons to 21. If you're still waiting for a Ford Bronco that you ordered, it may be worth your while to change your mind. Ford is offering a $2,500 credit to those waiting customers to switch to a different model. The L.A. Lakers are picking up a forward.
The Lakers are agreeing to a deal with the Wizards that will send forward Rui Hachimura to Los Angeles in exchange for Kendrick Nunn and 3 second-round picks. According to ESPN, the deal includes a 2023 second-round pick via Chicago, the Lakers' own in 2029, and the less favorable of the Wizards and Lakers' 2028 second-round picks. Los Angeles acquired Hachimura with the intention of signing him to an extension this summer. The 24-year-old told reporters last week, "I just want to be somewhere that wants me as a basketball player." I'm Julio Flores.
Chris Stapleton will headline the pregame performances for the Super Bowl. The NFL announced the country superstar will sing the national anthem before the start of the big game in Glendale, Arizona. Grammy-winning R&B star Babyface will perform America the Beautiful. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
USA News, on demand, on your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia, she says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today, USAPodcasting.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.